Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast that has been featured in the only news fit to print.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't think that's correct. We've made it.
The only news fit to print. That?
Oh, I forgot to look it up. What is New York Times slogan?
Well, they're gonna edit us out now.
Oh, no. News.
All the news that's fit to print.
That's what I said.
No, well, you said the only news, as if all of the other papers are worthless, which is true, because they haven't mentioned us.
It's very true. It is true that we were mentioned in the... We've made it big, folks. We've been mentioned in the New York Times, right next to my brother, and me, who still have no clue who we are, but I've just formed a fake friendship in my head with them. And Alexander,
yeah?
I would like you to know that a goal that I had for my life came true that I didn't even know I had.
Oh, never mind. I was excited for you. Then you said you didn't have it.
You should be excited because the New York Times, because of me, the New York Times published in the Sunday paper that the Great Pumpkin was too sexy.
So true. Christina, that is a
Thanksgiving Halloween special was too sexy, and I am over the moon.
How amazing is that's a good point. Overjoyed. That is hilarious. The fact that
it said Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown parentheses too sexy, and I just that was the moment. And also my stepmom actually got the paper before even knowing we were in it and saw the thing and like posted a picture of it to Instagram, and I was like, do her friends just read this and go like, what is wrong with her stepchildren? What does this mean?
They
none of it means anything
just by meeting us, not from our podcast.
That's
worry.
True, they've known us since we were like exactly. Five so anyway, so wow, we're just very we were very excited. Alexander called me at 3 a.m. and I thought I dreamt it, and then I woke up.
I thought I dreamt it too the next morning. I was like, wait, did I actually call her?
Yeah, and I felt bad because I did hear it ringing and I literally just didn't answer it, which I'm like,
oh, I'm
that's...
so sorry I woke you up.
No, but I'm like, I should have. Like, it's there for, like, you have an exception in my phone. Like, you and Mom and Blaze have an exception
like
for do not disturb.
Considering last month or a few weeks ago, I sliced my finger open,
yes,
and had to go to the
precisely.
Urgent care, you probably should have answered, but.
Precisely. Oh well. Yeah, so I should have answered, and I remember, like, being so tired that I just, like, told myself I was dreaming it, which doesn't make me look good, and I apologize. But now that I think maybe every time you call, we've been featured in a major publication,
true,
then maybe I'll start answering.
True, you probably should.
Oh, and before we forget to give credit, it was written by Phoebe Lett, who's now my favorite person. So thank you, Phoebe.
Thank you, Phoebe. It was a total surprise.
It was. And I, you know, studied journalism, and I just thought I was a huge journalism failure and that I would never get into the New York Times. And look, now I'm doing it from a back avenue. So
this is your second time in the New York Times, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's only my first.
So my mom was like, oh, I was mentioned in the New York Times in the 90s. You're taking after me. And I was like, well, this is my second appearance, so you better hurry up.
Okay. While we're like talking about how great we are, I do want to mention, just to like knock you down a peg, that it was, it says Alex Schieffer and his older sister.
Yeah, that cracks me up.
Literally the
I love
first
that.
Time ever. So Phoebe, thank you.
I love that.
First
Alexander
time and last time.
Credit. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I've been milking that quite a bit because it just made my day. No one has ever said that. So Phoebe, thank you.
Phoebe is clearly an Alex fan. I love that she wrote Alex Schieffer and his very, very elderly sibling who's probably 95 and only watches The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. Anyway, so this Ooh. Show is about mostly other people on the internet, but we make it about ourselves. So this week, Alexander, what is our theme again?
Our theme is tourist attractions in South Dakota. That was sent in by Cheyenne.
Thank you, Cheyenne.
And I do want to give a shout out to uh-huh. multiple people who wrote in for places to suggest.
Agreed.
So
that was very helpful.
So Cheyenne, thank you. You also gave suggestions. Also, thank you to M. Thank you to Beth. And thank you to Andy.
Yeah, I used Beth's email to look some places up, I think.
I looked at all of them.
It was very helpful to have those lists. People were very excited about this topic.
Yeah, that's a fun one. I'm excited, too, for this episode.
Yeah, maybe we should start it. So probably. I think I have more than you, so shall I go first?
Yeah, but should I start about with my review of the New York Times, an article that I read? I'm just kidding.
Wait, you have a review of the article? Yeah. Or you have...
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's a 5-star review written by
it's
me.
It's got to be a redemption, right?
Okay. Never mind. Good. Yes, you go ahead.
This is... I just started with the thing that most people mentioned right off the bat, which is the Wahl Drug Store.
Yes.
Yes. I forgot to look up what it is. It's just a store full of crap.
It's my turn.
Okay. Go ahead.
It is my turn. Wahl Drug has a rich history in the state of South Dakota. Nestled in the city of Wahl... In the western part of the state, Wahl Drug has grown from its humble beginnings in 1931 to a thriving oasis. Wahl Drug offers dining, activities, gifts, and souvenirs, visitor information, and, of course, free ice water.
Of course.
Many road-worn travelers stop at Wahl Drug and leave awake and refreshed, just like they did more than 80 years ago. Basically, it's a giant shit show of things with everything.
I see. Yeah, and they have definitely called it
advertising
that.
For hundreds of miles from like Minnesota all the way to the west side of South Dakota.
As in billboards, like billboards, big old billboards. Yes,
and people are like, ugh, it ruins the landscape. But I talked to my friend Steven, who lives in Minnesota and has been to Wahl Drug multiple times. And he was like, what beautiful landscape. So... there are different, and so yeah, and he helped me with this because I was talking to him while I was reviewing, or sorry, while I was researching. And one thing he did want me to note, is that there is an animatronic dinosaur there.
Oh, goodness.
And he said it is the root of all his fears. He has told me many times that he's afraid of animatronic dinosaur or animatronics,
but
I didn't know the origin until I said, hey, have you been to, have you been to, Wahl Drug? And he was like, yes, that's the root of all my fears.
Who told you?
He literally like had this moment of uh-oh, yes, I have, unfortunately. Gosh.
I feel like much like Phoebe, Steven is like our on the ground beat reporter. Like he's been to every place in the northern hemisphere that we talk about.
So, that is the end. So it's a basic it's a giant tourist trap that has an animatronic dinosaur that tries to escape. So look up that video if you want.
Okay, I'm not going to look it up, but you can if you'd like to.
It's not that scary.
All right, so I have some reviews of Wahl Drug. This is a 1-star review by Trish. The bathrooms are filthy, different side. Mark was filthy. When I told him, an employee about it, she bitched me out after she had shrugged her shoulders. End of review. I don't
Mark.
Know.
Mark? Who's Mark?
I don't know, but he's pretty fucking dirty.
Gross. I mean, like, kind of gross that this person would call Mark filthy. I don't know.
That's not very rude. Nice.
There are politer ways to go about that.
Yeah, I'm just gonna... The bathrooms are filthy. Different side, Mark was filthy. When I told him, an employee, about it, she bitched me out after she had shrugged her shoulders. Yeah, I don't get it. I thought there were a couple nuggets in there that meant a lot, but together they don't really mean much at all.
Wow, that's a good way of putting a lot of these reviews we read.
Yeah, exactly. So there's that.
There's something there worth mining, but we just don't know what it is. Okay.
But we're too lazy to get our pickaxes out.
My first one is of Wahl Drug. This is by Blaine. 1-star. Road weary and in need of a restroom, I found myself fighting through wave after wave of poorly socialized, odoriferous rednecks from all across America's clogged heartlands. No, Wahl Drug, I do not feel nostalgia for the golden days of Wild West genocide and culturally appropriated kitsch. I pooped and left. End of review.
Are you sure that wasn't Mark himself? Is Blaine his cover name?
I do kind of like... Hey, they didn't think it was filthy. They thought there were other problematic things here, but at least they appreciated their poop.
That's a good point, because a lot of people did say the bathrooms were the only good part of this place, so I'm surprised that Trish didn't feel that way. But wow, I mean, I guess at least you got something out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, a good potty break.
A good potty break. But honestly, that's what a lot of these places are all about.
Pooping?
A nice poop. A nice place to poop. It's truly.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm going to stop before I just start talking about.
I mean, when you go to like Pilot Flying J, like you're not going for the experience.
I am, but okay.
Okay.
Those places are cool.
A Pilot? Okay, I love Pilot. Don't get me wrong. I used to go to Pilot all the time. Pilot's one of my favorite hangs.
You've talked about it many times on the show.
But come on.
I didn't know it was only because you like to poop there.
It's my favorite place because of the poopage.
Oh my god. What was Continue. Indiscriminate pooping?
indiscriminate.
Okay. This is a one-star review of Wall Drug by Marge. A whole lot of hoopla. Mostly souvenirs and gee-gaws.
Oh my god, we need a spelling, please.
Okay. Gee-gaw is spelled G-E-E-G-A-W-S.
Gee-gaw? Okay. Exactly how I imagined it.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Did they mean hee-haws? Not that that makes any more sense.
Oh, they must mean.
H is right next to G.
It must mean.
Or fee-faws. Or titas,
Or tatas. Okay. A whole lot of hoopla. Mostly souvenirs and gee-gaws. A limited selection of camp supplies that didn't include the potato grater we were looking for. Guess I am spoiled by Smith & Edwards in northern Utah, which offers everything from penny candy to potato peelers to saddles to surplus army supplies and everything in between. Not worth stopping here. End of review. I mean,
what? As you finished, I looked up Smith and Edwards. It's literally a hunting and fishing store, so of course they'd have camping supplies and maybe potato graters or whatever.
Oh my god, do they have saddles? That's anyway. I guess I need from Marge specifically is a translator because, you know, she's saying it's full of gee-gaws.
Mm-hmm.
It's just packed to the gills with gee-gaws, but then they don't have a potato peeler, and I'm thinking, well, it can't be that packed full of gee-gaws. Wow.
Wait. Christina.
What?
Gee-gaws is a word.
No, it's not.
Thank God I Googled this instead of letting people email us and DM us.
I'm sure we'll get a couple tweets already before they get to this point. What is it?
A showy trifle, a bauble, a trinket.
Stop it.
It's, yeah. It's a variant spelling of Guga, G-E-W-G-A-W. I bought, and here's, you want to hear it used in a sentence?
Yeah. Alexander, I literally just read it to you used in a sentence.
I know,
so
this is a better one.
Okay.
I bought my wife some gee-gaws at the local gee-gaw vendor.
Smith and Edwards in northern Utah.
Tells me nothing about what a gee-gaw is.
Okay, we are going to get some text because I just looked it up too, and apparently it's pronounced gee-gaw. Gee-gaw. Okay, listen.
Gee-gaw.
This example here is a house full of Victorian gee-gaws. Okay, anyway.
Wait. Gee-gaw is similar, but the plural is gee-gaws with G-E-E.
So maybe that's probably pronounced what? The way we said it.
This person is on a different level than us because I'm impressed that they knew this was a word.
I love it, but like, I'm really disappointed that they used it in such a pejorative way. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Okay. I'm just like really sad and also very, very curious why they were driving around South Dakota and were like, I know what we need, a potato peeler.
Christina, because they just stopped in Iowa.
Oh.
Duh. That makes sense. I don't know why. Does Iowa have potatoes, by the way?
Oh, Idaho.
That's what I meant.
You meant Idaho.
I did mean Idaho. The reason why I said Iowa is because there was a lot of Iowa talk in these reviews.
Oh, really? I didn't see that. Do you know which country produces the most potatoes?
Which country?
Yeah.
I'm not going to. Okay. What? You want me to guess something?
Yeah.
It's probably something weird. Finland.
China.
Okay. I should have just guessed China. It's always China.
I saw that on Grocery Games with Leslie Jones and Supermarket Sweep. Grocery Games is Guy Fieri. I saw it on Supermarket Sweep with Leslie Jones and everyone got it wrong and I was just screaming at the TV. So.
Well, I was close. Fact.
You were very close.
Here is another review of Wall Drug by Alex. 1 star. Don't do drugs or you will end up like him. And they included a picture of Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
That's it.
Okay. Was that in do not recommend or not recommended reviews?
No. Google doesn't
do that, huh?
Google doesn't do that.
Wow. So, you know, it's like leave the big man alone. Leave the big orange man alone.
No, don't do that. I'm wondering if like they were just trying to find places with the word drug in it, like Wall Drug.
Oh,
that's why it was kind of weird.
I was gonna ask if you had any theories, but I was like, I can't imagine what you would come up with. But that actually makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, it doesn't make sense, to be clear. It doesn't make any sense, but no, it makes some sense a little bit.
That's what I'm thinking too. Yeah,
they just search for drug.
Yeah.
So they go to like a Walgreens drugstore and they're like, I know what goes on here.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. I have a review of Custer State Park. And this is do you have a bio on that or no?
I don't. I didn't get one from there.
Okay. This is a 1-star. Well, I don't either. So I'm just going to say it. This is a 1-star review by Billy. If you want to see animal, this is not the place. I heard this was, but it wasn't. It was not worth the money. The park is huge, and you would figure there would be lots of different animals. Not! All I seen was a couple of buffalo, an antelope, white-tailed deer, a mule, and a tiny turtle! What a joke! End of review.
Excuse you? This is the worst complaint we've ever had.
Yeah.
This is beyond terrible. How dare you?
I saw a tiny turtle. It was
How
a terrible
How dare you think
day.
Seeing a tiny turtle was not enough?
That's all I want in my day. If I saw a tiny turtle every day, my life would be exponentially better.
Oh, Christina, I saw some turtles recently. They were so cute.
Where?
I went to this random park thing.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And there were these, like, red-eared sliders.
Oh, that...
They're so cute.
I love it. I just feel like you saw buffalo, antelope, white-tailed deer, a mule, and a turtle, and it's not enough animals for you. Okay. Well, Billy.
Idiot. Fucking idiot. I'm mad now.
Idiot. What a joke. Anyway, your turn.
Okay.
Also, I feel like if I saw like 3 buffalo, I'd be like, that's enough animals for me in this open park. I'd rather just like go back to the hotel and leave them alone.
As someone who went hiking on Catalina and saw a bison, those things are fucking scary.
Alexander, did you know I live like right by a freaking like giant bison? I don't know what it is. Farm? Not a farm. That sounds bad. Like a preserve?
No.
It's called Bone Lick State Park? Yes. Blaze
bison?
And I drove down there. It's a historic site in Boone County.
Okay.
And mammoths are believed to have been drawn to this location by a salt lick. So there were like mammoths there. And now they have like this huge, I keep wanting these words like collection of bison, but collection's definitely not the right word. But there were little babies and stuff. It was
cute.
Very cute. Gio did not know what to do.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't either.
But it's
scary.
A very neat spot. Anyway, sorry. That's the point is I drove all the way there to see like a baby bison. So if I saw baby turtle, my God.
I know.
My God.
This ungrateful motherfucker.
Ingrate.
I'm so mad. Okay. Whew, gotta calm down for this next one. Whew. This next one is of Cosmos Mystery Area, or Cosmos. I said Cosmos like Fairly Odd Parents, like, as if Cosmo owns it.
Or like Seinfeld, depending on what your point of reference for pop culture is, everyone.
Definitely not Seinfeld, because I've never seen it. Don't at me.
Oh, I meant for our listeners, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, why are you talking to me? You know I don't watch Seinfeld.
If you don't know what Fairly Odd Parents is, maybe you've heard of Seinfeld.
Does Seinfeld reference Fairly Odd Parents?
Uh-huh. It's actually based on it. It's a spinoff.
So the movies are back, baby. And if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies Baby with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint.
the name of 2 months and they ain't close together. Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Y's. Movies Baby!
Okay. Cosmos, I assume it's Cosmos, like...
like space-time.
Yeah, space-time.
Just say
we're so smart. Cosmos Mystery Area. It's their tours highlighting interactive optical illusions built on the site of a summer cabin from 1952. So like they're like these what? Tilted rooms and stuff. It's like this optical illusion type,
like a funhouse
attraction. I think so. Okay. Yes.
All right.
Here's a 1-star review by Radical Texan. No real happy with the way female staff dresses. Is it a requirement to have shorts that go all the way up your butt? These girls make Hooter Girls shorts look tame. End of review.
Oh my. Is he just laying on the floor looking in all the funhouse mirrors of
it's
people's
part of
butts?
The optical illusion.
That sounds pretty fun. Like, if you're into that kind of thing, it's just an optical illusion that everyone's...
not well, gonna okay, lie, then. Makes me want to go.
Yeah, it's
okay. That was too creepy. I'm
yeah,
sorry,
it, we. I realized as that. I was finishing the sentence that I was just gonna stop abruptly, but then you continued, so I appreciate it.
I do. I would imagine that this review caused an influx of visitors. I can't imagine this deterred anyone.
No. Yeah, I imagine saying, "Oh, they were." Yeah, exactly. I mean,
not necessarily the audience that they would want to get there, yeah. Like the creepers, but I imagine it was at least good for business.
Yeah. I imagine they didn't make the ladies' shorts any longer after that review.
What a dumb complaint. What fucking year is it? Are you kidding me?
It's like that guy. Remember that guy who was going to make his own Sistine Chapel or something? And he said, it's not really my style.
Oh, Michelangelo. Oh, wait, no.
I think his name was Greg, and we decided he lived in Indiana, and he started
I actually do remember this, sorry.
Yeah, like his own cathedral or something.
Yes.
Where all the girls could wear short skirts and tank tops. Anyway, yep. This is just such an old reference, but reminds me of that. So let's see. Then I found this website called rapidcityjournal.com.
Ooh.
And they, as I suspected, had a collection of 1-star Mount Rushmore reviews.
I didn't even think to look at Mount Rushmore.
Oh, really? That
I don't know why.
One of the first things I looked at, besides Wall Drug. But it was so, like, I didn't enjoy reading the thousands of 1-star reviews on TripAdvisor that were, like, stating the obvious horrible things about, you know, the whole notion of Mount Rushmore. So instead, I found this very curated page that found some good ones for me.
Good.
I'm going to read 2 to you, if that's okay.
I'll allow it.
Okay, great. So this is a 1-star review by Dan of Mount Rushmore. Not very good. Kind of scary, in my opinion. My little sister cried. Do not bring kids to this thing. End of review. And now this is 1-star by Sarah.
What? Why... why? What's so scary? I mean, okay. I don't know. What's
I guess
so
the more you think about it, the more scary it becomes.
Yeah, I've never seen it in person.
I think it's probably scary physically and also like on a existential level,
true.
I would imagine, especially for a little child.
Yeah. The way we honor these. Yes. Never mind. I won't get into it. But
yeah,
yes.
Let's not. But this is a 1-star review by Sarah to kind of play off of this. I don't even know who these old people are. End of review.
That's amazing.
Now that brings a lot of other questions as far as the education system and all that good stuff, but you know what, let's leave it at that, because I like Sarah's just lack of, you know, apathy toward it.
Heck yeah. Just I think, like, that's the way it'll be.
Yeah, seriously,
let's look forward. Huh,
let's look forward.
Why are we always looking in the past, everyone?
Why
please?
Are we always looking at that big mountain full of big heads? It's just not worth it. Like, as Steven said, there's no beautiful view in South Dakota.
No.
Just put a big billboard in front of it that says, go to Wall Drug.
Yes. Wait, that's a good idea. We should pitch that.
Yes. Get your geek
Wall
gauze.
Drug will love it.
Get your geek gauze at Wall Drug. Yeah, forget about this. These big bone this. Bonehead presidents.
Big bonehead presidents. Woof. Okay. I've got one now from one we've all been waiting for. The world's only corn palace.
Oh my gosh, yes, I'm so excited.
Okay.
This is a wild notion that it exists at all.
One thing I want to say, for those who don't know what this is, well, okay, let me just read what it is.
Yeah.
The world's only corn palace stands as a majestic, uniquely American folk art icon on the rolling prairies of South Dakota. Today, blah, 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 about how great South Dakota is. The corn palace is decorated annually with 7 murals made out of 12 different colors of corn, each framed with native grasses, straw, milo, and sourdough. Tours are given every 45 minutes in the summer months. Admission and parking are free.
Yes.
And that was really funny because every time someone complained, the owner would be like, you know, it was free, right?
Oh, you got responses. None of the ones I looked at got responses.
A lot of them did, but they weren't that good because people were just like giving vague complaints and the owners would just be like, admission is free.
Yeah, you want your money back, Greg?
And so I just figured I'd sum it up by saying, y'all, if it's free, just move on then. Like, yeah, we don't like it. It's no one's... Whatever. So let me read one. I have 3 from here.
Great. I have some as well.
Let me read one from Randy, 1-star. Guess what? It's corn. There you go. The entire trip summed up for you. End of review.
Oh my God. That's like that guy on the tour bus where you're like, really? Give it up. We know.
Give it up.
I know you bought the Lonely Planet guide and you know so much more about this whole town than we do.
It's so annoying.
It's so annoying.
It's literally called the world's only corn palace. Just, of course, everyone knows it's corn. That's why they're going.
Randy, God. This is not the place to practice your comedy. Okay, I love that. The next thing on my list is also the Mitchell Corn Palace, which I believe is the full name of it.
Excuse me.
The Mitchell Corn Palace, which, again, is the world's... was shocking, I know, the world's only corn palace. And I said literally under my breath to myself, we're not leaving here until I find a review of this place, because I didn't know if you'd do it, and I was like, we have to talk about this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, I have a review by Peggy, and it's a 2-star review, and I left Peggy's name as is because I just think Peggy's very, very funny.
Okay.
And just a great writer, so I wanted to give her the credit. So this is a 2-star review by Peggy of Mitchell Corn Palace. The Corn Palace is advertised on billboards and mentioned in many travel articles and websites. I woke up early in Aberdeen, full of anticipation of finally seeing it. I hurried through my breakfast and applied my makeup in the car during the 2.5-hour drive. There was a mantra playing over and over in my head. The world's only corn palace. The world's only corn palace. The world's only corn palace. I don't even remember parking the car. I was in a zone. As if I were in a dream, I almost floated to the corn palace. I had been in Heartland for about a week, and the outside of the building was somewhat unique, but I was not experiencing the spiritual fulfillment which I expected. My eyes were drawn to brick, stucco, and cement of the building. I hurried to the entrance and into the lobby. I craned my head left and right, but only saw some minor displays, the restroom, and a food concession. Actually, it sort of felt like the lobby of a high school gymnasium. Then I noticed that almost everybody was headed towards an opening. I knew this must be the way to the inner sanctum. I followed the others like a cow on the way to the barn.
I'm sorry, is this Dan Brown? Is that who you said wrote this?
Yeah, are you getting the hidden messages in between the lines?
Oh, yeah. I feel them.
Yeah, it's Holy Grail, all that good stuff. Okay. I followed the others like a cow on the way to the barn. When I reached the top of the stairs, I almost could not control my excitement. Unfortunately, my excitement was short-lived. Once my head cleared, I realized that the Corn Palace was little more than a basketball arena with some corn murals temporarily converted into a huge souvenir shop. I went from corner to corner looking for the hidden altar or portal, but I slowly came to the revelation that there was none. I resisted any temptation to buy corn-themed souvenirs. I was not in the mood for caramel corn, corn-shaped suckers, corn hats, corn t-shirts, mugs, candles, or anything else. I did buy some refrigerator magnets in the shape of US states I would be visiting. If it is not clear, I was disappointed with the Corn Palace. I realized that I had unrealistic expectations, but they had been fueled by what I believe was a concerted effort to manipulate my emotions. I added a star to my rating because I have to take responsibility for my contributory negligence in allowing myself to get caught up in the Corn Palace frenzy. I stumbled to the car, muttering to myself, "I won't be fooled again." I took solace in the fact that if I skipped lunch, I could make it to Austin, Minnesota before closing time at the Spam Museum. End of review. Oh, so I just thought that was like such a beautiful rendition.
Wow, that sums it up. Honestly, I don't think I need to read my other reviews.
Ooh, sorry, I know that was long, but
no, that's good. That's the Corn Palace for you.
That's kind of the gist of what I got from most of these reviews was like, wow, I've always wanted to go here, and it was pretty much just some corn murals on a basketball arena.
Yeah, but to be fair, when I read The World's Only Corn Palace, I was like, holy shit, a whole palace made of corn?
Yeah, me too.
And then based on the reviews, it was only until I read the reviews that I realized that is not at all what it is.
And it's not quite, not even a little
bit. It used to be, apparently, but because of safety, they had to stop.
They had to stop making people walk into a building of husks, yeah.
Which is fair.
I mean, honestly, like, I would just go for the chance to say I went, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like a lot of things that I do are just to say that I did them, which is an interesting way to live your life.
I mean, it's like how Logan and Nick, they went to the largest ball of twine, I think.
Yes, they did.
And it was something like that where they still talk about it, and I still talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it's so unique, and it's a story.
They, like, pick a place, I think, for their anniversary every year.
Yeah. He has many things that, like, Logan's told me many future places he wants to go that are similar.
So has M. They should probably get together because between the two of them, they probably have quite a road trip atlas planned.
Yeah, maybe 2022. Okay, let's see. I have another one. This is a 1-star review of The Corn Palace by James. Unbelievably, it was closed to honor Native American Day. Why? Does corn dishonor Native Americans? Traveled a long way just to walk along the outside. Baffling. End of review.
Oh my god, stop it.
How? Can you have this type of train of thought?
No, it's just beyond
me. How does your brain go there?
It's beyond me. That's like saying, oh, it's a President's Day, and so we get school off. What does school dishonor the president? Like, it just doesn't make it, the logic is not there.
No sense.
Oh my god.
And it's obviously extremely problematic that is what they go to. But they wouldn't say the same thing for, yikes, I don't know,
Columbus.
4th of July, Thanksgiving.
Jesus, oh my god, Christ. I want to go to the Corn Palace on Thanksgiving. I bet that would be a hoot.
We should burn the Corn Palace down on Thanksgiving.
Whoa.
Sorry, against the Corn Palace. I'm sorry.
What's that about?
It's more about the whole Thanksgiving thing rather than the whole Corn Palace thing.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't, like, target a folk art.
No, icon. I have nothing against... Let's burn down James's house.
That's what I was about to say, but I forgot his name, so I'm glad he stepped in, yeah.
And it's a fake name, so legally you can't arrest me.
Yeah, it's not technically libel or slander. I mean, I always mix them up.
Oh, shit. We just got in the New York Times.
I know.
I'm fucking threatening
man.
People.
Maybe
it was
I should
a
go
joke.
Back to my NPR voice. Okay. Nobody wants that. I have one more of the Corn Palace, if that's
perfect.
Okay.
I have one more, too.
Oh, good. This is a 2-star review by Andy. Corn Palace, more like metal, wood, glass, bricks, and cement with some corn thrown in for looks palace. I think to really be a legitimate corn palace, one would really need to be made entirely of corn and corn products, like corn cobs for beams, corn husks for shingles, corn kernels for tiles, bricks made of hardened cornstarch, you get the picture. But you are not. You falsehood. You sham of a corn palace. I mock you. I drove all the way from Chicago with my wife and dog to see the marvel of modern architecture that is the corn palace, and was disappointed to find a regular building with corn glued onto it. Hell, even my dog was disappointed. You angered my dog. How does that make you feel, you so-called palace of corn? You better be happy there was a dentist convention going on in your main hall, otherwise I would have given you a serious tongue-lashing in person. However, the Dairy Queen next door, best deli bar in South Dakota, hands down. End of review.
Okay. I have something to say.
Oh, do you?
How can this corn palace be a sham? If it is literally the only corn palace.
That's a good point, because I was thinking when he says, to be a corn palace, you must be blank. And I'm like, yes. Wait. There is no other example on the planet.
They set the bar. They set the fucking bar.
And if they want to set it a millimeter off the ground, that is their prerogative until you, Andy, create your own goddamn corn palace.
So true. Like, this is the best podcast hosted by siblings with the last name Schieffer.
It is.
Actually, I don't know. I think that's probably the
best. And we set the bar a millimeter above the ground.
Above the ground. But we can say that because we're probably, maybe I should have been more specific. I don't know how many Schieffer siblings there are.
Yeah.
We're probably the only ones. So that's the thing about this corn palace. They do what the fuck they want. They can call themselves whatever they want.
And they can have a dentist convention in the corn palace, which now I'm just like so beside myself that there is a dentist convention inside the corn palace.
One thing I did like, though, about that review is how they clearly know how they would build a corn palace. It makes me wonder why they just haven't built their own yet, if it's so important to them.
That drive from Chicago back to Chicago, where the whole time he's talking to his wife and his dog, like, corn beams, corn husks, corn starch. Like, oh my gosh, he must have planned the whole blueprint.
Honey, are you taking notes?
Yeah.
I'm also imagining that they got home and built a corn palace in the backyard for the dog as a dog house so that the dog can be happy.
And in Chicago, you know, it's mostly apartments. So the whole building suddenly had this giant corn husk situation on their hands. Mm-hmm. But I think it was worth it.
Yep. Totally. Okay, I've got one more review.
Great.
Of the Corn Palace again. This is by Taylor. 1 star. This was horrible. I feel sick to my stomach. This is literally just a big middle school auditorium. No attractions. And the gift shop smelled like pepper and drywall. I want to be as far away as I can from the Corn Palace. I'm emotionally scarred and feel sick. A horrible destination. I'm going to cry. Turn back now. End of review.
Oh my god. What?
I don't know.
The hell? I'm just like, I'm sorry, I'm blindsided by that.
I was as well.
The emotional pain.
Who feels this way about a Corn Palace?
Well, I mean, you did a good job at really conveying the emotion and the motivation in this character. Wow.
Yeah, I channeled how upset I am when things don't go my way.
Uh-huh. It sounded pretty spot on.
Yeah, I'm very sensitive.
So, wow. Oh my gosh. I mean, stomach pain. Is this one of the ones where the corn palace responded like it was free?
No. They probably like, we probably shouldn't touch this one. Yeah. We made someone cry. Let's just
and probably gave them like some bowel issues. I do love that the gift shop smells specifically like pepper and drywall, which is like it's just so specific. Oh my god!
And not even that bad. I mean, no. I don't know. Like, it's.
I would agree. I would agree.
It could be worse. It could smell like Mark.
It could smell like
been there. Filthy, as we know. Yeah.
Filthy Mark. Oh my gosh. Well, I do have actually one redemption.
Ooh, lay on
us. It is of a wall drug. And I didn't change the name for this one, A, because it's a 4-star review, and also because the name is Christine S. So I was like, it's not me.
That's creepy.
But it was very... It wasn't. But it's pretty, like, indicative of how I might write a review in a parallel universe.
Well, so. Steven, actually, he created a Yelp account.
Like, with my name?
Pretending to be you, yeah. So that must be what this is.
Okay, then I have to give him props because, like, he's pretty spot on with the with his rendition of My Behavior. This is a 4-star review by Christine S. Worst place I've stopped in South Dakota. Only place I've stopped in South Dakota. Would stop again. End of review. 4 stars.
Hey, 4 stars. And honestly, when I think of South Dakota, mm-hmm. I feel like that seems pretty spot on about some of their tourist destinations. Yeah, like
been there, done that. Maybe it's just kind of
it's there. It's something to do, and then you move on.
Uh huh. Uh huh. Yeah. So, thank you, Stephen, for writing that under your alias, Christine.
Ugh. I want to go to Waldorf with you, Stephen. He did tell me all the stories about how he'd go and he'd have to hide in specific aisles to stay away from the dinosaur. And then he was like, I can't watch this video, because he was like, look it up. He's like, I don't want to watch. And then he watched it, but he read the comments, and every single comment was, oh God, I remember being so terrified of this as a kid. It was so scary. And he was like, yeah, he felt so validated.
Thank God. I mean, I don't blame him. Like, again, animatronics really shaped my experience of my perspective of 9/11. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's just, it's the truth.
It's the truth. It's time for my challenge.
Great.
My challenge was from Mars. It was to find a review where an employee scared a customer, I believe.
Oh my God, yes.
Something like that. But, and Mars did mention where someone, like, it caused someone to drop something.
Mm-hmm.
I tried. I couldn't find anything like that.
It's very specific, yeah.
It was pretty specific. I thought it would be fun if I could, but I couldn't. So I just found reviews where people got scared by employees.
Love it.
So I think I have 4 or so. So let's see what we got. This first one is of the Encino Tarzana Branch Library. This is by Annabelle 1-star. I love libraries, but the staff here is so mean. They've screamed at me twice for forgetting to go outside to talk on the phone. At other public libraries, they ask you firmly but politely to use the phone outside. At this branch, they screamed at me and startled me. I hadn't been screamed like that since I was a child. It was ridiculous. Staff, please be more respectful. End of review.
I just love that she just goes to different libraries to talk on the phone. Like, how many times are you getting scolded?
This is obviously a you problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't blame the libraries. My goodness.
Oh my God. I just love that it has happened multiple times and she's wondering why they have to yell.
Yeah, multiple times, not only at different libraries, but at this one. Like, this specific one, they've had to ask multiple times, and then they're like, I'm going to leave a 1-star review because
it's just not polite enough, you know?
It's truly to say they need to be more respectful.
Oh my God.
Hello, look in the mirror, am I right?
I love libraries is a great way to start that whole review. Oh my God.
You don't love them enough if you don't respect them and their rules.
Now you look what you've done.
Oh, that's so sad. Okay. This next one is of a review of a Dunkin' in Melrose Park, Illinois. This is by Travis. 1-star. I walked into this Dunkin' Donuts only to be greeted by an employee who told me, "You can't be here! The beach is closed!" I said, "What? What beach? I just want a donut and an iced coffee." And she replied, "No, I'm sorry, the beach is closed. There is a rabid dog loose." And I said, "We're not on the beach."
What the fuck is going on?
I read this at 1 a.m. When I woke up, I thought I had made this up. This was the thing.
This is the kind of emergency you need to call me about at 3 a.m. Not the New York Times, but this specifically.
And she screamed at the top of her lungs and ran behind the counter and sprayed whipped cream in her own mouth and started furiously barking and growling at me. I left. Would not recommend. End of review.
Oh dear, the beach is closed.
Yeah, I realized that it didn't mention being scared. But
I'm scared. Forgot,
no, the title, it was a TripAdvisor, so the title of the review was, quote, "I'm scared."
Uh-huh, okay.
So it counted, I just forgot to mention the title.
Part of me thinks like, oh, is that just a troll review? But also, yeah, why would you create like, you can do that on Google for free. Why would you create, I mean, not that it's not free, but like, it's a lot of work to create a TripAdvisor account and go through the hassle of writing this all out.
Yeah, and it's such a specific location. It's a Dunkin' in Melrose Park, Illinois. I assume they either know someone there or have a connection to the store, or yeah, they had a really weird experience, but most likely, I don't know. It's just, it does seem weird that they would go out of their way, especially because this has like 6 total reviews.
That's,
it's
really
just like a random
strange
Dunkin'. I don't know.
I mean, is it on the beach or is it not on the beach is the ultimate question.
Well, according to Travis, it's not. It's, but according to the employee, it is. And
it is a beach,
on this show, we tend to lean towards retail and like service employees. So I will say it is on the beach.
The customer is usually wrong is what we always say.
Yeah, that is our go-to.
Wow. So, oh my gosh. I'm just so like taken aback. I do like that he just stayed long enough to just like, keep asking questions as if this is going to be clarified. Like, so then I said, what? I said, what beach? It's like, you should probably leave the second, you know, someone's screaming in your face just for your own safety. But that's just me.
And for such a bizarre and goofy whatever review, they made themselves seem very calm and collected.
That's true. Like,
but we're not on a beach. I just want a donut and an iced coffee.
Oh, my gosh.
Excuse me. I like that.
The beach is closed.
It was pretty dumb, but I loved it.
That's good.
Okay. This next one is of the nail boutique in Brooklyn. This is a 3-star review by Valerie. So I actually started going to this location before I started going to the Lewis Avenue location, and I never had a problem. I've always seen Michelle and was fine with that. The atmosphere is nice, very clean. The guy who offers the wine looks creepy. I think he should be in uniform just like everyone else. When he offered me a glass of wine for the first time, he just came over my shoulder out of nowhere and startled me. Even Michelle noticed the look on my face. And that's when she offered to get it for me, but I didn't take it either way. I've seen Michelle about 3 times, until Michael decides to put me for someone I never asked for. He should at least have the client make that decision. After that, I've never been back there. End of review. That review got away from me at the, like, us. Away
it
from
got
itself.
Away from the planet Earth at the end.
Yeah, at the end. But
really
the gist is the wine offerer is causing a fright.
Yeah, he's also been dead for 60 years, so it's actually a pretty creepy story. I just like that, like, he's not wearing a uniform. I'm like, this is just a man off the street. I don't think this person works here.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here. But
also, are you at a hair salon, or what is it, a nail salon?
Nail boutique, yeah, nail salon.
Okay, I mean, I guess they offer drinks sometimes, but like, it's just odd. The whole thing is just a little bit odd.
I'm surprised there was a complaint about being offered
also
wine.
That I would have said yes and just gone with it. Yeah,
I've never been to a nail salon, but I'm kind of tempted now after this.
I mean, only that one, because I feel like this doesn't normally happen at most nail salons.
Okay,
but
I'll
if
go
a ghostly man is offering wine at this one, I will travel specifically for that experience.
I would travel for a ghostly glass of wine.
Well,
a ghostly glass of Grigio.
You've become the sibling of the right person. As the co-host of Paranormal True Crime Podcast, and that's why we drink, we offer many ghostly wine experiences.
Oh my god, I read about that in the New York Times. Oh, is that hosted by the older sister of Alex Schieffer?
It's actually hosted by M. Schultz and the sister of the co-host of Beachy Sandy Water to it, but it doesn't matter. Her name doesn't matter.
It's not important. Yeah,
it's not important.
Yeah, and then I have one more for us. Okay. This last one is of a Target in Holyoke, Massachusetts, which, by the way, has apparently, according to a random YouTube video I watched while trying to figure out how to pronounce the name of the city. Has the highest number of Puerto Ricans per capita.
Oh, my.
In, I assume, the continental United States.
Wait, where are we again?
Holyoke, Massachusetts.
Oh, I thought we were in Puerto Rico. I was like, well, that would explain it.
Yeah, I assume, well, it just said in the U.S., and I was like, I assume that doesn't include
Puerto Rico. Continental makes a lot more sense now, yes.
So that's why I clarified that.
I see.
Because I didn't want people
Holyoke, that's interesting. Okay, sure.
Anyway, so yeah, it's a fun little fun
fact. That is a fun fact.
And also, there are a lot of people who just do these YouTube videos where they drive through cities.
What?
And like give a city tour by driving and record it. Yeah.
Is that how do you know this?
Because I tried to find out how to look it up in the first three videos. Yeah, looked up how to pronounce it, and the first three YouTube videos were drive-thrus of the city, and they didn't talk. So I was like, okay, this isn't helping me.
Yeah, I've seen those when they're going through the toll booth, and I'm like, why are you recording this on a Nokia flip phone and putting it on YouTube? But okay.
20 minutes later, and they still hadn't said the name.
Yeah, so that's the worst when it ends, and you're like, hang on, why did I just watch that entire video?
All right, anyway, here is a 3-star review of a Target in Holyoke by Jason. This Target is pretty clean, well-stocked, pretty empty on a Friday night. An employee even asked me if I needed help, which is rare. She also startled me a bit. Who knew that you could work at a Target in goth makeup? End of review.
Who knew?
Can you imagine?
It's still a big mystery. Nobody actually knows.
I still don't know.
It's still up for debate, really.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? That's awful to be like, this person scared me because of the way they look. I mean, that's just like page one, shut your trap.
Shut your trap. Don't even say it. Just, like, don't
why?
Say it.
Why just shut up. Say that?
Shut up, please.
Oh my God. And goth makeup, really. Like,
this was written in 2011, by the way. Not that that was okay in 2011, but maybe this person... 9 years later is has a little bit of a better view of humans.
They like secretly bought they
not
made
to
a
generalize all their views of humanity, but
they made a fake account on Amazon called Christine S, and they bought some black lipstick, and they were like, I just am so cute. Like, my anger actually was born of a desire, of a jealousy.
Don't call out Steven like this.
Steven, oh my gosh. I was gonna say something. Oh, I was going to say, I was just telling somebody that I used to be really scared to go into Hot Topic, but it wasn't like because the employees scared me. Like, it was because I felt like I didn't deserve to be in there because I wasn't like cool or badass enough.
Yeah.
So that's a different thing. But yeah, I'm like, if you're scared of employees,
I still feel that
at Target,
way about Hot Topic.
Me too.
And Spencer's or whatever.
Oh my God. Yeah.
All
I feel
those
like
types
I just,
of places.
I'm like a Target. I walk in and they're like. Okay, I'm sorry. Now I threw myself off because I said Target. Anyway.
Yeah, me too. I was like, you're like the store?
No. Oh, God. Okay. Anyway, that was good, Zandy. You did a very good job with that.
I had fun with it. Thank you, Mars.
That was impressive. Wow. Yeah, Mars gave us the last two challenges, I think, if
Mars?
I remember.
Sure correctly. Did. Well, instead of a normal theme and challenge for next week, we just remembered last second that it's Thanksgiving next week.
Next episode comes out the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So we're doing a Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah. I mean, I like how Alexander said it's not a normal episode, but I think pretty much our normal episodes are a good split between themes and like just random holidays.
That's a good point, actually. This is becoming the new normal.
Yeah, but no, I'm excited. Thanksgiving, you know how this has happened for me with Charlie Brown, and the last time I did this, I got into the New York Times. So let's see what I can pull off.
True.
Phoebe, checking in with you.
What?
I'm checking with Phoebe.
Oh, Phoebe.
I need a good quote for her to pull.
Yeah, we expect weekly mentions.
Yes. At least.
Yeah.
And I even subscribed to the New York Times for this just to see the article. So
for a full 24 hours.
Yeah, well, Phoebe, make me proud.
Okay. Yeah. So next week, expect a wonderful bonus type
for
fun
the whole
regular
family
episode
to enjoy. I say with a grimace.
Yeah. I don't listen to her.
I can't make any promises.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Gobble, gobble.